Welcome to episode 113 of the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader. The Walking Leader podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. Again, this is The Walking Leader podcast, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about spring cleaning. That's right. Spring cleaning. It's that time of year again. It's that time to get out all the old boxes, clean up behind the desk, get in there with you and your staff, and let's clean this organization up a little bit. And I'm talking in the physical sense and in the virtual sense and in one other sense. And I'm not going to talk too much about the physical sense. You know what you need to do. Spring is the time to do it. Make sure everybody gets stuff done before the summer breaks start, before those people that go on vacation in the summertime, and definitely before everybody comes back from those breaks and hits the fall, then the holiday season right behind it, and we're back here all over again. Folks, it's a necessity, it's a must. I'm not telling you anything new. Definitely not saying anything new. It's unfortunate, though, that it still has to happen. But it's also a great time to take stock of what's going on in the organization, what is needed, what is not needed, what is lacking, what is not lacking, especially, well, in the training side of things. Definitely in the training side of things, because if, well, now's your opportunity. Everybody's together, and like I said, summer's going to happen, and summer's going to get here before you know it, and poof, everybody's gone. You can't get the training done because you're short-staffed because of people being on holiday, on vacation. 4th of July falls on a Wednesday this year. So there's going to definitely be a group of people in your organization, one, two, or leadership within the organization is going to want to take that week off, or at least the first half of the week, or the last half of the week. So you see, they're going to turn that into like a 5-day weekend. Or they can turn it into a 10-day weekend. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that now is the time to get things under control. Get out there. Start working with your staff to get not just the physical cleaning done, not just get purging all the old papers, scanning them, recording them, archiving them. Don't forget to follow your retention schedule. You definitely need that. But what I'm getting at is now's the time to clean out the cobwebs, get their training fine-tuned, get them fine-tuned professionally, find out what they need to do, find out what they need to get done. And definitely, if there's some things that they need to be doing professionally, say if they need some continuing education hours, well, now's the time to do it. This is the time to get it under control, or at least plan to get it under control. Because once it's under control, you're good to go. They're good to go. Your organization is good to go. Now, folks, there's also a couple of other things I want to talk on the personal side. Spring cleaning. I know we do it at home. We do our desk at home. Well, we try to, at least. But let's look at other things, other parts of our lives that might need a little spring cleaning. You know, are there things that are holding you down? Are there things that are holding you back? Are you in a relationship that's not not positive? That's just a little bit too negative. That's maybe 30% negative. I mean, we all need a little negativity in our lives. That goes without saying. It makes us appreciate the positive. It makes us appreciate all that we have on our side. It makes us appreciate those that are in our corner. But we don't need that much. We don't need to be surrounded by negativity because, again, if you surround yourself with negativity, you're going to become negative. Remember what they say, you know, you become the sum of the five people you hang out with the most. You become that. So if you hang out with negative people, guess what you're going to become? You're going to become negative too. So don't do that. Don't hang around negative people. It might just be time to purge some negativity from your life. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It doesn't matter. You know, it does not matter where that negativity is coming from. The problem is that it's in your life and you're allowing it to stay there. You're allowing it to fester. You're allowing it to grow. You're allowing it to get out of control. And you're allowing it to start to control your life. This is the time, the spring cleaning, to spring clean your relationships, spring clean them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that you take back control of your life. Don't allow others to control your life because of who they are, what rank or position in your life they have, or how long you've known them or how long you haven't known them. You can't allow that. You're your own person. You have got to make yourself happy. You have got to say that's enough. And when you say that's enough, I guarantee you, those negatives, those people that are negative in your life are not going to like it. They're not going to like it. And they're going to take it personally. They're going to take it so personally. It's going to hurt them. And they're going to tell everybody that you hurt them. Meanwhile, they're not telling everybody else that what you did to cause that, or you know what they did to cause that, what they did to cause them to be thrown out with the rest of the spring cleaning stuff, with everything else that's been collected and decided it's time to go to the trash heap. They're not going to go around saying that because, again, it makes them look bad. And that's the last thing those negative people want. They don't want to look bad. They just want to create more negativity. And how do they create more negativity? By being allowed to hang around. And they're never going to change. They're never going to know. They're never going to understand until they realize that, hey, wait, people have stopped taking their shit. People have stopped taking their crap. And when people stop taking their crap, who else do they have to turn to? Sure, they can guilt other people into it. Sure, they can guilt others into allowing them to stay in their lives because, well, what rank they have in the family structure, what rank they have in the organizational structure, what rank they have in the friend structure. You know, well, I've known so-and-so the longest. That is the wrong answer. That is the wrong answer. And eventually people start to wise up. And eventually that negative behavior has to come to a halt. And then that's when they start making that turnaround. They start making that change. But remember what they say about a leopard doesn't change its spots. Usually people will just change enough to get back in, and then they'll start all over again. So be careful. Be careful allowing those negatives back into your life. Even though they're masked as positives, they might not stay that way for, well, they might not stay that way forever. So continue working on your spring cleaning. Now's the time to take stock of what you need to do, what you don't need. Now's the time to take stock in what you have and what you don't have. Now is the time to take stock in who is in your life and who isn't in your life, who you need in your life and who you need to cut loose. And there is nothing wrong with cutting them loose. Folks, I had a friend. I thought he was my best friend. I really, truly did. I knew him through high school. And our paths went in different directions. And then we came back. And then again, our paths went in separate directions. Folks, the paths are never going to cross again. It's just that simple. Sure, I'll run into him every once in a while. I'll see him around. And he'll, you know, do the old customary, hey, let's do lunch thing. Let's get together for lunch. My only response is, you have my number. You call me when you're ready to do lunch. And we'll do lunch. Guess what? To this day, he has yet to call me. Folks, there's absolutely nothing wrong with, well, shaking the tree, letting the dead fruit fall. Because sometimes that's just necessary for you to grow and to move on. And guess what? I use that as a cautionary tale, but I don't regret it. I don't regret it. Sure, I regret the opportunity of growing and having this guy hang around and become, you know, really, really great friends. But, you know, it's better this way. It really, truly is better this way. Because again, whatever his negative is, whatever his problem is, it's not mine. And it's not me, and it's not because of me, and it's not being generated by me, it's not being created by me. I'm not in the picture. So how can I be blamed? Think about that. The negativity, those with the negatives, and those that you need to cut loose. Again, once you cut them loose, you're no longer in their lives, they're no longer in your lives, they're no longer making you miserable. So who do they have to blame? I mean, if they're miserable, I say, well, Dave made me miserable. Well, Dave's no longer in your life. How can Dave be making you miserable? Work at it. It's a work in progress. It will always be a work in progress. Every day is spring cleaning day. But work at it. Be active, actively seeking the positive in your life. Actively seek to cut loose the negativity. Again, like I said, we need some negativity in our lives, but we don't need negative people. People that are 100% negative. We need people to bring the negative and bring the positive. We need people to create negativity at the same time they're generating from that negativity a whole new positive outlook. So what if I stumbled? I'm going to get back up on that horse and I'm going to ride that horse again. And I'm going to keep riding that horse no matter how many times I fall. That's the kind of attitude we need. That's what we need in our lives. Because for one, that's going to inspire us to be better. That's going to inspire us to be better and look better and to feel better and to act better and to eventually just be better human beings. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So get to spring cleaning, folks. Take this weekend, take next weekend, take any day, every day. Get to spring cleaning because it's going to get hotter out there. And when it gets hot, we don't want to spring clean anything. We just want to sit back, sip our ice cold lemonade or whatever we like to drink and enjoy a nice cool summer evening after a scorching hot day, because it's coming and they're coming fast. And then fall comes around and then the holidays, and the last thing we want to worry about is spring cleaning. So let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's not wait until next year, because now's the time to cut loose. Now's the time to clean up. Now's the time to make it happen. So folks, my name is David Guerra, and I ask you, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode 113 of the Walking Leader podcast? Wow, I just got going. So do you have any questions about this episode or any episode in the entire Walking Leader podcast series? And you can ask me those questions. You can email them to me or comments or whatever at daveguerra.com or tweet them to me on Twitter at daveguerra, daveguerra, all one word, at Dave Guerra. It's all one word there on Twitter. Folks, my name is David Guerra, United States Army veteran, father, son, husband, friend, brother, teacher, speaker, helper, and author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. Listen, I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I appreciate all of you for listening. I do appreciate you for making it all the way to this point. And before I go, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and to go beyond the hustle, because that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.